This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. The race for governor is hitting the airwaves more than a year before the primary election. Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 in radio, TV, and online ads on Monday. He's the first candidate to purchase ads of any kind in the race. Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Schumann have announced bids as Republicans. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he'll seek a third term. A tribute to a fallen officer. The Third Street Market Hall is hosting a fundraiser auction to support the Milwaukee Police Association Fallen Heroes Fund in honor of Officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in an officer-involved shooting last month. Owner and operator of the food hall, Omar Sheikh, says this.
And then open bar, you know, and so it's for the full 2 hours and, you know, drink as much as you want, but responsibly, please. And I think we're just going to try to just come in, come together, and raise as much money as we can for fallen officers.
The fundraiser is set for July 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. at Venue 3, adjacent to 3rd Street Market Hall. Pleading guilty to carrying a concealed weapon outside of last year's Republican National Convention, federal agents stopped 21-year-old Donald Tinsley of Milwaukee as he walked near the convention's security zone on the first day of the convention last July. According to a criminal complaint, Tinsley was wearing black pants and a ski mask and carrying a black tactical backpack with an AK-47-style pistol inside. Tinsley pled guilty to a misdemeanor count of carrying a concealed weapon and will serve 26 days in prison. His arrest came just 2 days after Thomas Matthew Crooks tried to assassinate the former President Trump during a campaign appearance in Butler, Pennsylvania. Milwaukee's plan to increase housing diversity through accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, receives a vote of approval. The Common Council passed a proposal Tuesday that would allow for the detached granny flats as well as additional internal units to virtually every residential property in the city, a proposed amendment that would have required the Board of Zoning Appeals to approve internal ADUs in single-family zoned areas failed. West Allis and Wauwatosa have already legalized ADUs. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, here we go. I'm just saying. Before we jump in, have you ever heard of the Kessler effect?
No.
I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm just, yeah. The Kessler effect. So, in a scenario proposed by NASA scientists Donald J. Kessler and Burton G. Korpelaeus,
in 1978. It described a situation where the density of objects in low Earth orbit becomes so high due to space pollution that collisions occur. So think about this. We got all this stuff going around in geosynchronous orbit. That means that it's tied to a machine by radio wave that basically it sends a signal to make sure it stays in orbit. So something might be 55,000 miles and something else might be 55,000 and 1 mile. And I don't know what the separation is that they set with NASA and the government, but basically you have to stay in your geosynchronous orbit, which means it always stays the same way. It's like a ring, right? This goes around and it goes the same way. It avoids everything else. Everything else is set in an orbit. It's programmed so it doesn't run into each other, right? Technology. All you need is one thing to become unstable, move out of its orbit, or space debris hits one thing and knocks it out of orbit or causes it to decay and start to go down towards Earth. When that happens, it'll hit another one, which will then generate space debris, which will hit another one. And when all the little pieces, now, if you can imagine something going about 12,500 miles an hour, and the speed of sound is, what, 2,000 and something, 700 and something. So you're talking, and I got to look it up because I don't remember. I forgot. You can imagine something going, you know, an exponent of what? 8 or 9, 10 or 12 of the speed of sound hitting another piece. So all I need is something the size of a pebble to hit the space station and pretty much put a hole in it and go right through it if it goes fast enough, because there's no terminal velocity in space. There's nothing to slow it down. We have terminal velocity because we have that thing called, anybody? Class, gravity. So that means that if you drop something from the highest, from a high enough height, it will fall and accelerate at the same speed. It doesn't matter if it's a piano or a penny. If you take it up high enough and drop it, eventually they max out at a speed called terminal velocity. That means nothing's going to stop it. Now I got space where there's no atmosphere to stop it or slow it down at all. No gravity, no nothing. It'll cascade. And eventually, it'll accumulate so fast that everything will fall out of the geosynchronous orbit and pretty much all communication will come to an end. Some of the stuff Ed talked about with fiber optic cable and all that. Your signal sometimes will go through transatlantic. That's the old school way. Now, satellite. iPhones now, right? If you can't make a phone call and you don't have your iPhone, if you have a clear sky, can make a telephone call using a satellite. Now that's gone. There are people in the technology field that do space traffic management. My question is, who would take the accident report? Oh, that's right. We got Space Force. So you get into an accident in space. They call Space Force. Excuse me. You have a space cop that can come take this accident. Strange, but true. Interesting. I know we need to look at technology and all those things, but there are a lot of things going on in the city of Milwaukee that we need to pay attention to. There are a lot of things that are going on in the justice system that people need to understand that it works. Got a couple examples today. I mean, I know of at least one person in the justice system that actually got it right.
Number 5.
From CBS 58. So you should check out the conversation that was had. You know, that guy that was accused of killing his 4-year-old son appeared in court for the first time today, and that Milwaukee County Court Commissioner Barry Phillips, who I know, had a very strongly worded message for 35-year-old Ralph Taylor. He said, "This is not a tragedy." Got it? And I'm adding my own words in through it. This is not a tragedy. This is an assassination. If these allegations are true and you're still afforded the right to the presumption of innocence, but if these allegations are true, you are a baby killer, and the only thing worse than a baby killer is a person that kills their own baby. They said Taylor was visibly upset throughout the hearing. Really? Son was identified as Ralph Taylor III. He's accused of shooting the boy last week in an apartment on 57th and Northridge Lakes. I talked about it. Police say he shot his son in the head. The boy's mother, Cassandra Taylor, faces charges including child neglect resulting in death. I don't know how you're going to get her on child neglect resulting in death, because the person that took them was his father. That's one. I guess they said she should have probably called 911. I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions or presumptions about it. She did hide the gun, per the police report, per the complaint. She hid the gun in a purse and gave it to a neighbor to keep her husband from going to jail. Made a straw purchase, allegedly. So we'll see. Oh, and speaking of justice.
Number 4.
This also from CBS 58. A Milwaukee public school teacher today pleaded guilty and was sentenced after she was charged with felony sexual misconduct against 4 teenage students at Rufus King High School. Investigators say the teacher had inappropriate contact with several students on the basketball team. The students impacted by the actions of Erica Alamang Ranke wiped away tears and held their parents close inside the courthouse today. Some of the students and parents spoke, sharing how they trusted the teacher while she was charged for sexual misconduct. She was a theater teacher at Rufus King. She was arrested in April, and the victims included 4 boys, 3 who were 17 years old when appropriate behavior took place, and 1 was 16. So what does all that mean? That means that she was charged with sexual misconduct by a school staff or volunteer, 3 counts, and 1 count of disorderly conduct. So if you look at the CCAP, it shows that she pleaded guilty. They amended count 1 and count 2 because she pleaded guilty. And the court sentenced her to a maximum term of imprisonment of 42 months, time to run consecutive to count 2. That's what, 18 months, a year? Anyway, initial term of confinement is 18 months. The maximum term of extended supervision is 24 months. You got credit for 4 days. The court stayed the sentence and placed the defendant on 24 months probation. But they did order her to serve 90 days in the Community Reintegration Center. The court granted Huber privileges for work. Who's going to hire her? And she was placed on 1-year probation to run concurrent to count 1. Who's going to hire her? Now, here's something I was looking for. And I scrolled through the entire thing. She's got to pay $1,440 to one victim, $1,550 to the other victim, and then $414 to another. Restitution in the amount of $3,004. But you know what I was looking for? Is she on the sex registry list? I mean, she can't have any contact with anything or anybody that has to do with a public school or Rufus King. And so at what point do we trust the system to do their job? Well, she wasn't charged or convicted of sexual assault. She was charged with sexual misconduct. Now, I hate to say it, but if it was me, I'd probably get charged with sexual assault because they'd figure out a way to make it assault. And yeah, everybody says that until it's them. It's unfortunate. Because there's so many things that are happening around the city of Milwaukee. There's so many things that are going on. There's so many things that just boggle my mind. But something that came up when I was in law enforcement, when there were issues with businesses. When things happen inside a business, I think you can blame the business. There are some things you should have done better. Do you have the ability to be perfect? Absolutely not. But there are some things you can do to make sure your business is safe. But what about when it happens outside? What about when something outside on the street after your clothes and everything's gone and all of a sudden people outside start jumping off and all things happen? Is it the business or is it the people?
Number three.
I talked about this yesterday. Five people from WISN.com. Five people were shot in Milwaukee's busy entertainment district early Saturday morning. Gunfire sent people running for cover outside of Element Lounge near Water in Michigan. Two men who could not escape the gunfire and died. And there were family members who identified them as 39-year-old Kevin Lewis and 52-year-old Antoine Tweezy Hogans. I talked about that on yesterday. Milwaukee police say they arrested a 24-year-old man in connection to the shooting. The shooting happened just outside. But what does that mean, just outside? Was it outside or not? Robert Bauman, the alderman for the district, said police briefed him on the shooting, and he said a group of individuals were standing outside. Right outside the door, a vehicle pulled up and multiple shooters in the vehicle opened fire. Who had what they believed, an automatic weapon, and drove off? Bauman said he would support a complaint for a revocation of the business license. Here's my question. Why? I get it. A shooting happened outside it. But if a shooting happened outside another business in Milwaukee, would you shut it down too? What about McDonald's, Burger King? Culver, like, would you take my house if a shooting happened outside my house that had nothing to do with me? Or are you saying that because it's open, because the business was open and the people were standing there? It's not like the person was inside the business. It's not like there was a fight outside. They were literally standing there. Bauman said, I think there certainly is a grounds for revocation action here. Normally you'd wait for renewal, but renewal won't be for 9 months because he just got the license. So they've been in business 6 weeks and there's been a lot of issues. Activist Sean Moore took to social media calling for license review and closure. Moore said somebody has to do something to bring attention needed for the necessary changes. There's a history at this location. In 2021, 24-year-old Diamond Arbery was shot and killed just outside Element with a different ownership. I mean, do you blame the business or do you blame the people outside? Or are you saying because they were standing there, had they not been standing there, then they wouldn't have got shot? I don't know. If the business wasn't there. So instead of dealing with the shooter or dealing with the drama that happened regarding the shooting, you immediately shut down the business. You know how many shootings they've had on the north side of Water Street? I work the entertainment district, Code Red. You know how much it took to shut down one of those businesses on the north end that was predominantly white? To the point where there were more issues up there than there were down on the south end where the black clubs were. But guess what? They didn't shut them down. It took a move of God to shut those businesses down. I even asked when I was a sergeant at District 1. Excuse me, yeah. Why do you cordon off the street and stop traffic from coming onto the street on the north end of Water Street, but you don't do it on the south end where the Black Club is? I don't have an answer to this day. That was the mid, 2005, 2006, 2007, 8. That was almost 20 years ago. I still haven't gotten an answer. Not from the captain, not from the lieutenant. From either shift. And reason being is they protect suburbanites who come to the city to party and spend money. And they could get drunk and act a fool. And unless you stabbed or killed somebody, you got a ticket. If you got a ticket, you got sent home with your friends. And I personally witnessed that. So if anybody else tells you something different, they're lying. I wish Bauman would go after some of those businesses on the north end of Water Street that overserve people, that fight, and they simply push people outside and close the door. Interesting. Well, at least there's some good news.
Number two.
From thegrio.com, Beyonce's Netflix halftime show, Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show, includes several nominees for what? Primetime Emmys. Today, the Primetime Emmy Award nominations were announced with several veteran Black household names among a fresh crop of new talent and shows leading the pack. Highlights a breadth of Black talent from stage to the director's chair. Beyonce has four nominations for Beyonce Bowl, Netflix special. Outstanding production design, choreography, directing, and outstanding variety special. Kendrick Lamar's buzzworthy Super Bowl halftime show received two nominations, music direction, and outstanding variety special. While I know I'm not going to say the name right, Doechii, D-O-E-C-H-I-I.
Doechii.
I don't know. Don't really care. Anyway, performance in the 67th Grammys also earned her a number. Doechii. Now, I've heard the name and said Doechii, but I've never seen it written. Thank God it was written in block script, because, boy, if it was in cursive, most of the people listening couldn't read it. Anyway, Oyo Edebiri had made history as the first woman of color to be nominated for lead actress and directing for her work in The Bear. Sterling K. Brown led for Hulu's Paradise. Have you seen Paradise? That is an outstanding series. Cynthia Erivo's guest appearance on Peacock's Poker Face has earned her an outstanding guest actress nomination in a comedy series. Meanwhile, of course, Abbott Elementary continues its streak with ensemble writing and acting nominations, and Shonda Rhimes' Bridgerton. Have you watched Bridgerton? Wow, your reaction was all I needed. You're not into period pieces?
It just doesn't do anything for me. It's not a time that I would have enjoyed.
And they didn't let Black people do nothing back then anyway, so why you got Black characters in it?
That's really my point.
Well, they got costume and production design nominations. The breakout was Rebel Ridge with Aaron Pierce. Great actor, by the way, also received the Outstanding Television Movie. Rebel Ridge was outstanding. So, anyway. So make sure you check it out. Make sure, you know, Primetime Emmy Awards are coming. I'm going to watch that. All this other stuff, I just ain't with it. That's just me. And I don't necessarily like Cynthia Erivo. I just don't like her, you know, her performance, the way she, a lot of actors and actresses I don't like. Oh, well.
Number one.
Is retirement for Black people becoming the new wealth gap? It seems like now that we've started to catch up, I don't understand why we're chasing people, but we're starting to close the gap. But then we fall off when it comes to retirement. From News1.com, despite rising incomes, many Black Americans continue to fight major hurdles when it comes to saving for retirement. There's a 2025 Retirement Confidence Survey by the Employee Benefit Research Institute, and the survey, which included an oversample of Black workers and retirees, revealed that the racial wealth gap persists in income levels. Well, we kind of know that. We need to stop comparing ourselves to white people. I don't understand. Among households earning $75,000 or more, just 33% of Black respondents reported to have at least $250,000 in savings and investments. Right now, if you're alive and breathing and under the age of 30, by the time you're 50, you could have a $500,000 to $1 million. I don't understand why people don't do it. I guess they want to live in the moment. That's compared to 63% of non-Black respondents. Debt is a key factor. 63% of higher income Black households said debt was a problem versus 45% of non-Black households at similar income levels. Nearly half of those Black respondents said debt directly impacted their ability to save or retire comfortably. Debt remains a barrier for wealth building. That's for everybody. We understand that. Student loans are going to kill them. And now that we're trying to get rid of the public service loan forgiveness, which I think is probably one of, no, not probably, I gotta drop that word. It's one of the dumbest and stupidest things that the Trump administration is doing. Black homeowners pay an additional $13,464 over the life of a mortgage, more than everybody else. The extra cost translates to $67,000 in lost retirement savings for Black households. And while many feel comfortable about daily things, they don't feel comfortable about investing. And the reason they don't feel comfortable investing, many times, from the anecdotal information I have and people talking to each other, is they feel bad because they can't do what they want to do. But it's like Dave Ramsey said, live like no one else. Everybody else is out there living a life and living in apartments that are too expensive and houses that are too big. You have to live like no one else, you know, less than, so that later you can live like no one else, where you're part of that majority of people that has $1 million or more saved up, who can pay cash for a house, cash for a car, and not be saddled with debt. Retirement itself looks different. Around 44% of Black retirees said they left the workforce earlier than planned due to health or disability, compared to only 32% of non-Black retirees. Also, they returned to work for financial reasons and were more likely to say their retirement lifestyle fell short of expectations. People think they're going to live and just hang out and get a paycheck. Those days are over. Pensions are over. You got to do it yourself. There are countless resources that are out there that can help you do it. And I'm going to have some people in the studio. I'm telling you, it's going to be a packed 6 months. I'm going to have people come into the studio and talk about health, talk about money. At my Truth Summit, we're going to talk about education. We're going to dive into those things so that you have the tools that you need. Books, courses, podcasts, all that stuff. Workshops. BMO, all these companies, you know, all these places, U.S. Bank, all these places we have around here, Associated Bank, American Family Insurance, Northwestern Mutual, all these places we have that can help create a culture of financial learning. All we have to do is do it. All we have to do is build the trust. Which means what? Don't ditch the programs you have. Don't stop hiring Black men and women to represent your company. And continue to strive to get better knowledge.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yo, T, you hear this, man? What is he talking about? This girl got a shot up again. She too old for you, man.
Trying to roll up on me. Too big anyway. Look at you, set off my watch. It looks like you've taken a hard fall. I'm okay. I did not fall. That was me hitting you upside your head. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We're just here having some fun, chilling out. I was about to tease and say something, but I know Truth Nation might freak out. I was going to be like, you need to call. And then somebody called. They show up like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I got beat up just now. Oh, dang, it's on video, ain't it? Okay, my bad. I didn't get beat up. 833-212-1017 is the number. Currently, it's 84 degrees. The low tonight is 71. Here's the issue you're going to be having, right? Tonight, the low is 71. 20% chance for rain. But tomorrow, evening thunderstorms with a low of 61. The high is 85. 55% chance. So I think it's going to be raining. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me go and check, because I said I would, the talking text line, because, you know, I got to do what I got to do. What it do? All right. So, learning cursive was easy to me as a child because it took just like fancy way of writing block letters, but I guess that's me. I think students should still learn how to use a slide rule. It would be invaluable in the event of a loss of power. It is tried and true. That is true. That's what Ann said. That is true. We need to go back to teaching all those things, you know? I mean, a calculator is good, and a calculator does equations, but it does it faster. Ann said, I would have had more retirement if I had known more about investing. Most employers now manage their own retirement plan. So most employees do. And I don't know how old you are, but if you're alive and breathing, it's never too late to be invested. You just might be invested a little more conservatively. Anyway, I would feel I have more. I'm eagerly awaiting the film 1 second After, based on the novel about the total loss of power following an electromagnetic pulse attack or a solar flare. Yep. Yep. Hey, Lana Banana, what's going on? Yep, that is true. That is a phenomenal one. Yeah. But I mean, at some point, you have to be ready for those things. Do you have a financial go bag? Do you have a emergency go bag? Like, people don't have those. I have one. If all heck breaks loose, I know where to go. I know where to call. I got code words, things, phrases, all that stuff. We know where to meet. We know if we can't get here, we're going to be there. We're going to meet here. All that is all worked out. Why? Because it's important to have that with your family. If you're in your house and you get separated, where are we going to meet at? We're going to meet at such and such a place, or we're going to meet at this point at this time. All that. But people don't. Most people don't, regardless of race. Most people don't have an emergency plan for anything. Not emergency food. Not anything. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sandra, you are on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What you going to argue about today?
I didn't call to argue. I never be arguing.
That's not true.
I really don't. You that just think I do.
That is not true.
I don't.
You're telling a fibber.
I don't.
You're telling a fibber.
No, I'm not.
You're doing. You're because arguing right
it's
now.
It's just a discussion.
No, that's
just a discussion.
I think that's the fib people tell when they argue and they say, "Oh no, it's a discussion." No.
Well, I can't argue with you because it's not you.
Anyway,
you're not the problem.
What's going
you
on,
are.
Sandra? What's going on?
But I'd be arguing about the politics,
Sandra.
I don't be arguing. You know, you're not my argument. But
Sandra.
Anyway,
yes,
let me
ma'am.
Tell you. Let me tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you. You were talking about technology and AI and all that. That was nice. The guy called in. He gave a whole big list. I like that.
Yep. All
the
jobs
you can
do,
my niece.
Because the hardware
yeah.
is always going to be there. You have to put a computer in something. Somebody has to make the iPhone.
Uh-huh.
So it's always going to be there.
Yeah, because I was trying to talk my niece into getting in some other stuff, too. Mm-hmm. I was trying to tell her, learn all you can, you know, because you never know, you know, you might have to skip this and jump into that.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you said something about the cameras being over in our city, in Central City here. Did you say something about the spy cameras earlier?
Well, I think at some point, if they decide we need cameras in the city, they're going to say, well, we can't buy them for the whole city, but we can buy them for the areas that are having trouble, and then they'll all end up in the black community, and then they'll never go outside of that.
Yeah, so that's what I call to say amen about. Mm-hmm. It will be right smack over here where I am, and they're going to be losing money because there's
gonna,
no houses, empty spots.
Who's going to lose money?
The city, the taxpayers.
They're not going to lose money because they're going to end up arresting people and pulling them out of the houses, selling those houses. The next thing you know, you'll look up, and it'll be just like my block in Sherman Park.
No houses.
Listen, the city of Milwaukee is turning. Listen, you can believe that if you want to. The city of Milwaukee is turning more and more white every day.
Yeah, that's that gentrification.
It's not gentrification. People are just moving back into the city. It's too expensive to live in
you.
Suburbs.
Mm-hmm. I see you.
Yep.
You know, you don't think they're here, but they are.
Yep. Well, so I don't know why people think white people are not here. Why would people think that?
Maybe because the city gets such a bad rap. And that's probably why they don't think anybody live here but us. And the only ones that create the problems are black people. That's why.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Bye, Dr. Ken.
Bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. Calling all black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We've teamed up with Associated Bank for our black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So to sign up your business for the business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com, all one word. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. And now with 101.7 The Truth traffic, here's Debbie Lazica.
Southbound 43, the two center lanes blocked with a broken down vehicle as you're making your way into the Marquette. So watch out for big delays all the way from Capitol Drive on down, even through the Marquette. Stays heavy all the way down to Oklahoma Avenue. The westbound side of 94 backing up from 25th Street to Holly Road, back on the brakes through the zoo all the way into Waukesha County. And you got patches of heavy traffic that'll take you all the way to Highway 164. Eastbound slowing from Highway 16 to about Barker Road, and then you're back on the brakes from just west of Highway 100 through the zoo interchange to 35th. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast tonight, warm and humid, a low of 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, very humid, afternoon scattered thunderstorms. Some of them may be severe, a high of 86. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam. Titty jam for me, yeah.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got another question for you, Glenn. It's a simple one. It won't be crazy. If you had to pick one of these areas to go into today, you were going back to college, you're 18 years old and you're going to college, would you do artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, financial technology, STEM, or smart technology?
I would do artificial intelligence.
Why?
I feel like it's an all-knowing engine and people are relying on it heavily to I guess, gather all of life's answers. I feel like it would be a good industry to be in.
Is it gathering life's answers or is it making life easier? You know, is it making life easier or?
It's a little bit of both. Like someone could go to AI for life advice and they could also ask for a recipe. It could be as simple or as complicated as that.
But the danger is it only puts out what you put in. So if you put something in wrong, it'll give out something wrong. So how do you trust it? How do you finagle or make sure you're getting accurate information?
I think as time goes on, it will adapt to the human beings that it interacts with. It will learn from people who we deem to be smarter, more intelligent, more cultured, more knowing.
Right.
And AI will eventually evolve to help people who might not be all knowing or, you know, as caught up as other people.
Well, sure. I totally agree with you and that. But again, if I'm putting in information that says climate change is 100% true and something else is 100% false, then that's what it's going to always generate, even though it's not accurate. How do you figure that out?
It's up to the humans that cultivate the program in order to keep it on the right track.
But we already know that it's biased. So that's just one of those things. I guess that's why you should go into AI, because then you can fix all that. That's what's up. Thank you. But it's that thought, thinking through how technology is going to impact. You ready? Your grandchildren. If one guy didn't buy a disc from somebody and perfect it and call it DOS, we wouldn't be sitting here today. And now he's a trillionaire. And now we're sitting here bumbling on a radio.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tech Tuesday. My choice in all these five we talked about at the beginning of the show is cybersecurity, data privacy. I love it. Personal data protection, phishing, fraud, cybersecurity initiatives. But my side of it is catching the people that did it, like trying to figure out who is the person. Yeah, it's the cop in me. Who's the person that's trying to break into your digital life and arrest them? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe's show is coming up next. We'll see you in about 22 hours. Been a great day. Thank you for listening. Thank you on the talking text line. Thank you on YouTube chat. Appreciate you. See, Kwanda's on her way home from the hospital after 3 weeks. Congratulations. What's up, Ed? Ed gave some powerful information on technology. Thank you, Sandra, and everybody who contributed today. Hey, y'all. God bless. Take care. And remember,
be quiet.
I'm out.